English for Law, a focus on legal concepts and language. For Italian Law Students, by Gerolamo Tessuto, 2006 edition. Giapichelli Editore, Turin, Italy. Introduction. Concepts and Classification of Law. This short introductory chapter provides you with a practical explanation of the concepts and the main divisions of law. What is law? First, a rule, or body of rules, the same as the law of a state. Second, study of rules, that's not the same as jurisprudence. Third, legal profession. Fourth, command, order, or dictum. Fifth, the police. Sixth, common law. Statute, that's not the same as equity. And seventh, phrases. Prior to examining the main divisions of law, it's useful to begin by defining the nature of law. According to the New Oxford Dictionary of English, 1998, the term law is used to mean different things in different contexts. Often the law, the system of rules which a particular country or community recognises as regulating the actions of its members, and which it may enforce by the imposition of penalties. They were taken to court for breaking the law. A licence is required by law, law enforcement. An individual rule as part of such a system, an initiative to tighten up the laws on pornography. Such systems as a subject of study or as the basis of the legal profession. He was still practising law. Compare with jurisprudence, the theory or philosophy of law, a legal system. A thing regarded as having the binding force or effect of a formal system of laws. He had supreme control. What he said was law. The law, informal, the police. He'd never been in trouble with the law in his life. Statute law and the common law. Compare with equity, a branch of law that developed alongside common law in order to remedy some of its defects in fairness and justice. While there are other dictionary contexts apart from those above, but which are not relevant to the purposes of our examination, you may find it useful, at this stage, to learn more about the usage of the word in fixed phrases. Here's a list. Law. Dictionary phrases. Pearsall, The New Oxford Dictionary of English, 1998. Above the law. Allowed to not obey the law. Against the law. At law or in law. According to or concerned with laws of a country. For example, an agreement enforceable at law. A barrister at law. To break the law. Fail to observe a law, regulation or agreement. By, under law. According to law. Obey the law. Or abide by the law. Within the law, that is, legal, lawful, or legally, lawfully. Enforce the law, comply with a law, rule, or obligation, that is, by publishing people who don't obey it. Go to law, resort to legal action in order to settle a matter. Law and order, a situation characterized by respect for and obedience to the rules of a society. Lay down the law. Issue instructions to other people in an authoritative and dogmatic way. Take someone to law. Initiate legal proceedings against someone. Be a law unto oneself. Behave in a manner that is not conventional or predictable. Take the law into one's hand. Punish someone for an offence according to one's own ideas of justice, especially in an illegal or violent way. The long or strong arm of the law. The far-reaching power, authority or influence of, for example, the long arm of the law caught up with him. Law as enforcement. Very obviously, however, as a law student studying English legal concepts, you will find it useful to learn about the legal dictionary definitions of law as formulated by distinguished authors in the field. According to the Osborne's Concise Law Dictionary, 2001, a law is an obligatory rule of conduct, the commands of him or them that have coercive power, Hobbes. A law is a rule of conduct imposed and enforced by the sovereign, Austin. But the law is the body of principles recognized and applied by the state in the administration of justice, Salmond. Moreover, a case law definition of the term law is the body of rules and guidelines within which society requires its judges to administer justice, per Lord Scarman in Dewport Steels Limited and Sirs, 1980, ICR 161. While such concepts contain a great deal of theory, they essentially focus on a rule of conduct or principles prescribed or formally recognized as binding or enforced by a controlling authority. In particular, it's the notion of enforcement, that is, to compel observance of or compliance with a law, rule, or obligation, which lies behind the notion of law. Bearing this in mind, enforcement may thus be treated as a synonym of compulsion or coercion in appropriate contexts, as in a variety of compulsory or coercive measures and orders. The classic example is A, who steals a car from B. In this case, B will be prosecuted before the court and be liable to some form of punishment. The punishment here is said to be at large, because the fine or length of the prison sentence is at the discretion of the court. The court may then order, that is, authoritatively compel, A to restore the car to the rightful owner, B. Similarly, a measure may be taken against the state to coerce it to obey international law or to punish it for a breach of international law. In both cases, the force used is known as a sanction, backed by coercive orders. In other words, it's the penalty or punishment which is provided as a means of enforcing obedience to law or rule. So law is enforcement. Compel observance of or compliance with law, rule, obligation, compulsion, coercion, force, or sanction. Law as a duty. Although the former case of A stealing property from B is thought of mainly in terms of the criminal law, it is plain that the content of law may be seen as either obedience or disobedience of the rule, and the requirement set by it is spoken of as a duty. That is why we often hear of ordinary expressions such as break the law, implying that the conduct taken is legally wrong, as in much English criminal law or tort law system. As it will become increasingly clear, the conduct here is known as a breach of duty, and the legal remedies, for example, punishment and compensation, are a sanction inherent in the law. On these grounds, the notion of law includes the various aspects mentioned above, that is, the rules of law, the legal system, and its processes, which lead, as claimed by legal theorists, to a useful but brief and simple way of defining law as a method of social control which maintains public order in society. Law as justice. It seems an obvious thing to say that the primary aim of any legal system is to deliver justice, despite the number of different definitions given to the concept of justice by those advocating the utilitarian theory and the liberal theory. Whether a particular law is fair, that is, will do justice, as indicated in our example of A and B above, will necessarily lead one to consider both formal justice, the system of justice, and substantive justice, the results produced by such a system, which you will meet throughout the text. While formal justice requires a system of courts or tribunals, including the police, for the administration of law and the resolution of disputes, substantive justice requires a variety of mechanisms to produce fair results, such as the principle of stare decisis and overruling. Law and morality. The fairness of a particular law in delivering justice in order to regulate social conduct also entails the relationship between moral codes, morality, and legal codes, law. Morality is a body of principles or values which are held by a community, and such moral standards may have an effect on the law. It is this effect which often emphasizes concerns over whether the law, legal codes, should be used to enforce moral standards through the courts, thus being concerned with how people shall behave. The most common example is where the law may allow conduct which some people consider to be morally wrong, such as abortion, or where it may forbid conduct which is not viewed as morally wrong. According to some legal theorists, however, the relationship between law and morality often overlaps. For others, such as Professor Hart, law and morality are essentially separate, and morality should not dictate what the law should be. Law versus right. The relationship between morality and law is a vital source to describe the concept of right, which, you will be aware, has profound consequences for the nature and protection of freedoms in any legal system. A dictionary definition of the term is a moral or legal entitlement to something. Node, 1998, used in relation to such expressions as human rights, natural rights, or right to the enjoyment of private property. However, we find that in the Osborne's Concise Law Dictionary, 2001, the term is further defined as an interest or privilege recognized and protected by law, respect for which is a duty and disregard of which is a wrong. Salmond. This definition provides food for thought as regards the content of law, and clearly implies that the idea of a wrong follows that of a breach of duty, as we have seen above. Classification of the law. Law may be classified in various branches. The main divisions are as follows: criminal law and civil law, public law and private law, substantive law and procedural law, municipal law and public international law. Criminal law, or penal law, deals with acts or omissions which are deemed to be public wrongs and are punishable by the state. In Chapter 4, you will be told that a crime is an event that is prohibited by law, one which can be followed by a prosecution or criminal proceedings, and, thereafter, by punishment. It is believed that by imposing punishment for the crime, society can achieve justice and public order. This contrasts with civil law, because civil actions are disputes between two parties, which are not of significant public concern. Civil law, which is also referred to as private law, is concerned with the rights and duties or obligations, called legal relations, between individuals and between the state and individuals. At common law, civil law includes the following main branches: law of contract, law of tort, law of property, law of succession, family law. Public law is concerned with the distribution and exercise of power by the organs of central and local government, the state, and the legal relations between the state and the individual. For example, the rules governing the powers and duties of local authorities, the issuing of passports, etc. Public law includes constitutional law, administrative law, tax law, criminal law. As it will become increasingly clear throughout the text, the difference between public law and private law, drawn from the various branches of law, is important to understand how public versus private level operates in terms of purpose of law, sources of law, remedial justice, and enforcement, as well as procedure. Public law is concerned with the protection of collective, public interests, which are left to a public body, with special powers of inquiry and decision-making, to deal with. Thus, public law, which has its roots in constitutional law theory, may operate in three ways. To ensure that individuals or companies abide by rules established in statutes or delegated legislation. To ensure that public bodies perform their duties and do not exceed their legal powers, ultra vires. To ensure that a public body takes legal action which would be unlawful under normal circumstances. It therefore creates individual rights to take action and enforcement as in private law. Private law is concerned with the protection of individual rather than collective interests. In the latter case, the law allows individuals to take legal action in defence of a recognised personal interest by providing them with suitable remedies which are enforceable in the courts. Constitutional law regulates the structure of the principal organs of government and determines their principal functions. These organs are the legislature, concerned with the enactment of new law and the amendment or repeal of existing laws, the same as legislative function, the executive, concerned with the formulation of policy and its implementation in line with law, and the judiciary, concerned with the determination of legal disputes between individuals or between individuals and public authorities. As a branch of the law concerned with the constitution of a state, constitutional law thus deals with such matters as the choice of monarch, his powers and prerogative, the constitution of the legislature, powers and privileges of members of parliament, the status of ministers, the civil service, the armed forces, the police, the relations between the central government and local authorities, the making of treaties, the courts of justice, liberties of speech, of meeting, of association, voting rights. Administrative law springs from constitutional law for two simple reasons. While constitutional law deals with the system of rules whereby governmental powers arise, administrative law deals with the means whereby such powers are controlled. Thus, administrative law is concerned with decision-making bodies of government, for example, inferior courts or administrative or domestic tribunals, and the way in which the lawfulness of their decisions can be reviewed, examined, to institute change, if necessary, by the High Court under the principle of judicial review. Under judicial review procedure, the individual who has been affected by an unlawful decision or a failure to make a decision by any such bodies can apply for leave, permission, to start judicial review of administrative action in the High Court. That is, to appeal against this decision. Therefore, judicial review allows individual rights to be enforced in the court. For the claimant to bring proceedings, he must show to have sufficient interest in the matter. He must have a locus standi, a place of standing, meaning that he must show sufficient connection to and harm from the legal decision being challenged. The court will then have to decide whether the case should be heard or a remedy granted. Where the case is not heard, the court will rule that the claimant lacks standing to bring the suit and will dismiss the case, refuse further hearing of the case without considering the merits of the claim of unconstitutionality. Tax law, or revenue law, is the law which regulates the compulsory contribution to the state's funds. A compulsory contribution, tax, is levied by the government on workers' income and business profits, or added to the cost of some goods, services, and transactions. Criminal law has already been described. Substantive law deals with rights and duties under the law and all other matters that are not matters purely of practice and procedure. Procedural law, or adjective law, deals with practice and procedure in the courts. It lays down the rules governing the way in which a right is enforced under civil law, or a crime prosecuted under the civil law. Municipal law, or national law, is the law operative within a local area or state. One branch of that law is the law relating to conflict of laws, otherwise known as private international law, which determines which national law governs a case in which there is a foreign element. International law, or jus gentium, law of nations, is the system of law regulating the external relations of sovereign states, known as public international law. International law is also the body of rights and duties of citizens of different sovereign states between each other, private international law. Thus, international law deals with such matters as the formation and recognition of states, treaties, human rights, and acquisition of territory. International law is created in two main ways, by treaty and by custom. Treaties are agreements between two or more states and are binding on the states involved if they have given their consent to be bound. Custom-derived term, customary law, describes the situation whereby states have adopted consistent practices towards a specific matter and have acted in this way outside of legal obligation. For this reason, custom is regarded as legally binding by the state, known as opinio iuris, from opinion iuris civi necessitate, whether the opinion of law is compulsory.